You're listening to the Orange Leaders audio blog. As a leader, you're influencing the faith and character of the next generation, and we want to help. On our blog, we've collected the best strategies, tips, and ideas from leaders around the world. Now, they're right here as an audio podcast. So enjoy.
Hi, I'm Robert Carnes, managing editor at Orange with Married People and author of the book, The Original Storyteller. And welcome to the Orange Leaders audio blog. Today's episode is brought to you by Lasting Impact, a book written by Carrie Newhoff, sharing 7 powerful conversations that can help your church grow. You can look for answers to the challenges facing the church, but the right response depends on having the right conversation. To learn more about this book, visit lastingimpactbook.com. Today, we hear from Ian Rock, who discusses best practices on how to better transition out of your current role. Whether you're resistant to change or love to seek it out, one thing is for sure. It's coming. No matter how much you love your current role, at one point or another, it's going to come time to transition to a new season. In next-gen ministries, leaders typically stay in their roles anywhere from 2 to 5 years. So the question really is much more about when a change will happen rather than if it will. After spending nearly 9 years on staff at the same student ministry in Austin, Ian Rock and his wife began sensing that new was right around the corner. With that came the tension of moving on. Ian had spent nearly a decade investing in and building student ministry culture, and the thought of leaving hurt. However, he learned 4 really helpful things through that time and from others on how to transition out of a position in a way that's healthy for you, your leadership, and your church. Number 1, preparing for your last day begins on your first day. It's a well-known and commonly taught leadership practice to replace yourself. Your eyes and ears are never more open than in your first days of being on a team. You'll quickly learn what is celebrated and valued. You'll also gain an understanding of your context, where your organization is, and how they got there, and the vision of where they're going. As soon as you have an understanding of the scope of your role and the vision and culture of your organization, begin identifying those around you that you can invest in and develop. Give team members clear opportunities to use their gifts and to develop systems that aren't dependent on you. In nearly every situation, our organization will last long after our departure. If you've really bought into building the church, you'll think beyond your tenure. Number 2, put it all in perspective. Early into Ian's season of transition, one of the greatest influences in his life shared some very simple but powerful wisdom with him. It was that Jesus loves your church and those you lead immeasurably more than you do. If you're struggling with the fear of what will happen to the kids, students, and the team you lead, allow yourself to surrender those things to the one who's really in control. Number 3, communicate. As soon as you feel it's healthy, bring your leadership into the conversation. This will allow your current organization the most time possible to begin evaluating and pursuing what's next. Doing this will also give you the freedom to invest in your job search without feeling like you're a teenager sneaking out at night. There's also the reality that some of us work for leaders who wouldn't receive that news in a healthy way. Some organizations clearly display that an employee's value goes out the window once they start looking for a new role. If that's the situation you're in, use discretion about when you open up and to whom. If things are received poorly, allow it to serve as confirmation that it's time for you to transition to a healthier culture. And lastly, number 4, once a decision is made, move quickly. Once the cat is out of the bag, there's no putting it back in. Our people-pleasing nature as ministry leaders tells us that we need to try to move slowly as we lead others through change. But the reality is, as adverse as humans are to change, we tend to embrace it a lot quicker than we think. Once your team and those you influence begin accepting the news that you're leaving, they'll start living in that reality. At the end of the day, you and your leadership need to set a timeline that will serve the church well. Announced transitions spanning months will lead to decreased buy-in, participation, and involvement. If it hurts to leave where you are, that means you're invested in what matters most, people. With change being a given, we're one step closer to what's next today than we were yesterday. Our perspective and preparations leading up to the new will make your eventual transition much more healthy for your staff, your leadership, those you lead, your family, and yourself. There's no doubt that the church is in a moment in history for which few church leaders are prepared. Change isn't easy, but we can start by encouraging our churches to have honest conversations at a critical time. Visit lastingimpactbook.com to discover 7 conversations that will help your church grow and have a lasting impact. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Orange Leaders audio blog. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts. You can also find the audio blog on Google Play, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, and SoundCloud. Subscribing is the easiest way to have fresh ideas delivered to you 5 times a week. Also, help us spread the word and support more leaders like you by leaving a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And if you'd like more free resources to help you become an Orange Leader, such as audio trainings from Carrie Newhoff and Reggie Joyner, sign up to receive our emails at www.orangeleaders.com.